I was asked one of the most, not difficult, but very complicated origin songs. My name is Eugenia Reyes, and I am from a land with right in between the ocean. And the hymn, "You Have Come to the Lakeshore," I heard it since I was a child. Growing up in a very Catholic environment, I remember this song every Sunday by taking communion. Of course, I was not allowed to take communion, but I can rephrase every single syllable of the song. And the relation of this song for me as a child was my favorite trip on Holy Week was to the ocean. My cousins and my uncle, they had a small house right there in the beach. And they have a little boat. And one of my favorite trips with them was go on the other side to collect wood and come back home, like, kind of every day. And sometimes we would just go on the other side just to play. Get muddy and come back, of course, and sometimes we'll be punished for being doing that. But that was one of my wild things to do. So every time I was listening to the song during church, in my mind was all the pictures of the happy moments with my cousins. It was until probably 27 years ago that it really changed the meaning of the song. So, you have come to the lakeshore. You were looking for nothing. But and then you just look into my eyes and ask me to follow you. So for me as a Christian, it's one of the, in my life, from growing up from a very Catholic orientation and then moving to really what it means to be a follower of Jesus. It was a very challenging because my family was not allowed for me to be other denomination other than Catholic. And they said, "Are you really? Are you serious?" I am. So when I made my decision to follow Jesus and no longer be a Catholic, I trusted that he will be with me. No matter what, just because he loves me and he was looking for me. So that picture remained until now. The second verse, "You know what I have," and in Spanish, sometimes the syllables make more sense to me as a native Spanish. It said, "Tú sabes bien lo que tengo. En mi barca no hay oro ni espadas, tan solo redes y mi trabajo." So just my, I'm not looking for become a rich. I am not looking for treasures. I just want to follow you and being able to work, but be with you. That is very, for me, we decided as a family come to the United States, that also made a different meaning in our life. So moving to a different direction. We didn't know what we're gonna find. And that's how we came here. But I think it's again the trust of Jesus. You take me wherever you want to take me. And I know I will be fine. And the third verse on that hymns, tú necesitas mis manos, mi cansancio, que a otros descanse, amor que quiero seguir amando. I don't know the syllabus in English by heart. But the meaning of this is, as a follower of Jesus, now I become the feet, the hands, and all my energy to work for those who cannot walk in justice, for those who cannot speak for justice, and for those who cannot even work. And that's how I become a follower of Jesus, because I know this is not an easy job. But for me, it's the most important decision in my life. And I know that without him, I shouldn't be even able to be right here. So this song, this hymn, means a lot. Pastor Maria said, what is this hymn that shaped you? Well, I'm still not in good shape. I know Jesus is still working on me. I'm a work in progress. But I can tell I'm not even half what I was before I met him. So, and also remind me, here in the United States, this society, for us as an immigrant, forces us to just work, work, and work, to the point that sometimes we forgot who we are. We forgot about our cultures, our families, because living in the United States is very expensive. And most of us don't have the luxury to make that much money. However, we're still looking to live decent life. And we become so exhausted by our job that in my personal life, sometimes I feel bad by the end of the day. They said, oh my God, I have been going doing all this work during all day, and I forgot to thank God just for being able to do this. But God knows. And God knows each of us, and he knows our struggle. He knows that our days, their days are good, days are not. He knows everything. And when I realized, you know everything about me. Sometimes you know me better than myself. It made me feel in peace. It made me feel that I want to keep on going. So, this is what it meant to me, this hymn. And also was one of my Amparo Palacios' favorite. For some reason, probably she has a different connection with him, but for me, remind me of my childhood, my love, the love that Jesus had for me, and also the trust that I just put in Jesus. So that's my origin hymn.